The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, with the school holidays in full swing and the kids all at home, many of them may be thinking about, hopefully, getting a summer job to fill the time and make some money before school starts back in September. But how can teenagers get into these jobs when they don't have any experience themselves? And what kind of restrictions are there for under 18s working? Joining me now with some advice on all of this is Career Guidance Counsellor in Carlow, Liz Kelly, and partner and head of employment law at Hay Solicitors, Anne Lyne. Good evening to you both. I might come to you first of all, Liz. Kids who have no experience and they're going out handing out their CVs or whatever to the local shops and bars and restaurants and cafes or wherever they're going, is there a way of them selling themselves more or less effectively, and what should they be doing?
Excellent. Hi, Ciara. Thanks for having me. Absolutely. No work history isn't a blank CV. It's just a translation job, from my own opinion and experience from working with the teenagers. I think they've huge amounts of experience from turning, let's say, school and home life into the CV skills that lots of employers look for. So if they're part of, for example, even local teams, that shows leadership if you're a team captain or working under pressure as part of the team. Or even if you're a prefect, even if you're part of green schools, again, they're key skills of responsibility and organisation. So as we do our CV and as we're putting in our name and then a little bit about a personal statement, our education, under that skills, we can refer to things like mini companies in TY, where we show initiative, we're working as teams, we have problem solving, we're creative. If we look at, for example, Ciara, our Leaving Cert now with the new syllabus and even the current situation where there's some assignments, students have to meet deadlines. So that's a key thing in work as well, is making sure you get to work within a certain length of time. So there's lots of ways we can be creative and tips on creating and building a CV.
Okay, so transferable skills from school, from sports, from extracurricular stuff, that's all good. What about, Liz, things like babysitting or doing chores at home? Does that make them look babyish, putting them in as work experience, or does that kind of also feed into, look, I'm well able?
I'd agree with it feeds into I'm well able, because at the end of the day, whether you're babysitting for your own siblings, you could easily be babysitting for the neighbours. Do you know that sort of thing? So it's the same responsibility, same commitment. Same, for example, if somebody had the initiative to walk a neighbour's dog and they get paid to walk a dog, they'd walk their own dogs, or they might cut their own grass, as you see other people going around asking the neighbours, can I cut your grass? Can I wash your car? These are all key skills. If you go for a job car washing the local garage as a teenager and you're washing a car at home, that's one part to the next. So it's really, really valuable experience, all those chores.
Don't be afraid to sell the skills you have, even if you haven't had 10 years working for Google,
absolutely,
or whatever. Just sell the bits of skills that you have. Here's a tricky question for you, and I know we have a solicitor on the line as well, so she has to block her ears. Should they lie? Should they sort of exaggerate and make things up? We do know that a huge amount of people, when they're you know, applying for jobs, upholster the truth, shall we say.
The word I say, Ciara, that I always use when I'm working with teenagers is creative.
Okay.
So we look at the skills that we have. I'm hearing creativity. So if we're able to do something and we have done in the past, you're able to do it. So whether that's the responsibility of minding your own siblings or other siblings or helping out in a family home, what the key important is having the confidence. And are we ready to walk in to get the job?
Okay.
Making that connection with the employer.
And I presume they should stick things down like French or Spanish or whatever, if they do them in school, if they have a smattering of it, because that could be useful in hospitality and all those types of things.
Excellent. And even down to using computers. Nowadays in schools, we're using a lot of IT. So, for example, being Microsoft efficient and knowing the ability to use Word, things like that, barcodes, we're all scanning things in supermarkets. So even the ability to do that is the ability to work in retail.
Oh, yeah. These kids are starting to sound quite impressive. I was starting off thinking they had nothing on their CVs. But now, between their digital skills and their language skills and their leadership and everything, they actually sound like they could probably do more or less anything.
They could. And it's up to them, I think, to have that confidence to know they can do it, to be able to get the job. Sometimes the challenge is finding the job, as well as actually creating the CV at the same time.
All right, let me bring in Anne Lyne from Hayes Solicitors as well. And forget the bit where I was asking, should they pad out their CVs? Kids below a certain age, they're not entitled to the exact same minimum wage as most people. Explain to us how this works.
Yeah, good evening, Kira. So yeah, if you have children at home and they're keen to go out working, if they're under 14, it's illegal for anyone to work. But once they hit 14, they're entitled to work. And with that comes an entitlement to a wage. So the current minimum wage is $14.15 per hour for an adult. And anyone under 18 is entitled to 70% of that. So that's $9.91. And just remembering, though, there's no tax until someone's on about €20,000. There's USC, potentially, and PRSI and all of that. But that they would get that $9.91.
Okay, $9.91, it's not a huge amount of money. It's a considerable, I suppose, discount on the $14.15 minimum wage that adults get. Is that a good reason to take on kids? I mean, do you see employers looking to take on people below the age of 18? Because if the job is, you know, ordinary enough, if it's serving coffee or whatever it is, getting somebody for $9.91 is surely better value than getting somebody for $14.15.
Yeah, and I think one of the things for employers is looking at the type of job. So once someone hits 14, they're entitled to the same employment terms and conditions as an adult, in the sense of, you know, entitlement to a statement of employment, equality, all of that. But where I suppose it adds an extra regulatory burden for employers is health and safety, which, you know, it's all things that are very practical. So there's two categories of workers you can look at. So under 18, there's 14 and 15 year olds, and they're entitled to do what's called light work. And that's defined as what's not industrial work. So, you know, you can't put them out on the top of a crane or down a mine, but the usual kind of summer jobs at 14 and 15 year olds could do. There's other requirements for 14 and 15 year olds, like they have to have 21 days off during the summer. So that's probably makes it more tricky to hire younger, or children as they're defined at law, than what are called young workers. So they're people who are 16 and 17. And certainly when they get to that age, they've more ability to do more the kind of 40 hours a week. When they're under 16, it's 35 hours a week. There are certain restrictions on young people as to when they can start and finish work. So for example, if you're under 16, you have to start work after 8 a.m. 16 and 17 year olds, it's 6 a.m. And then under 16, it's up to 8 p.m. Whereas the older 16 and 17 year olds, it's 10 p.m. or up to 11 if they're working in a licensed premises. And then there's specific rules around working in pubs. So there is extra regulatory and protections that they have there. So for employers, you know, organising shift work and all of that. But equally then, I suppose that's what corresponds to the lesser pay.
I think that's really, really interesting what you've said, because I was completely unaware that you could legally work at 14 or 15. I know certainly we all did when I was young. I had a job at 14, but I don't know anybody who has a proper job at 14 now, interestingly. And I was under the impression that they'd been kind of almost done away with. So it is still legal to hire somebody to scoop ice cream or as I say, pour coffee or whatever at 14 or 15.
That's correct. But I guess there's the same wage for 14 and 15 year olds as there is for 16 and 17 year olds.
All right. So you might hire
still work.
Yeah, yeah. You might hire a 17 year old ahead of a 14 year old in that instance. Look, thank you both very much. It's very informative. And I'm sure there are lots of parents around the country pulling out their hair, wishing and hoping that their kids might get a job and earn a few bob and also just occupy themselves for the summer. Let us know what you think about all of that. But also my sincere thanks there to Liz Kelly, Career Guidance Counsellor in Carlow, and to Anne Lyne, Head of Employment Law at Hayes Solicitors.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.